This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says economic survey shows that India's fast-moving reform express is on track despite global challenges. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said economic survey, which was presented in Parliament yesterday, showcases how India's reform express is moving forward with consistency and purpose. Prime Minister said the survey reflects the strength of India's economic foundations and the government's continuous efforts to drive growth, innovation and inclusive development. He emphasized that sustained reforms over the years have helped strengthen the economy and build confidence among investors, businesses and citizens. Country's real GDP is estimated to grow by 7.4% in the financial year 2026, and the growth is likely to range between 6.8 to 7.2% in the financial year 2027. This has been projected in the economic survey presented by the Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in the Parliament yesterday. According to the economic survey, the Indian economy has maintained strong growth momentum in the financial year 2026. The first advance estimates place real GDP growth at 7.4%, with growth largely driven by domestic demand. Chief Economic Advisor V. Anantha Nageswaran has said that employment conditions in the country have improved since the launch of the periodic labour force survey. Briefing media on the economic survey in New Delhi, Mr. Nageswaran described India as an oasis of economic performance in the global scenario. India's innovation ecosystem has shown strong and steady progress over the past few years, with the country climbing to the 38th position in the Global Innovation Index 2025 from 66th in 2019, Economic Survey said. The survey highlights how government initiatives in manufacturing, research, startups and technology have helped India emerge as a growing global hub for innovation and industrial level Delhi government has approved schemes worth 728 crore rupees to effectively accelerate the pace of development in the Trans-Yamuna region in the national capital. The budget allocation was announced by Chief Minister Rekha Gupta during the Trans-Yamuna Area Development Board meeting. Ms. Gupta said that the Delhi government is prioritizing the basic needs of citizens, such as roads, drainage systems, addressing waterlogging problems, and ensuring safe transportation. World Bank President Ajay Banga has said that India has demonstrated that it can show exceptional growth. Talking to media persons in Bhubaneswar, he said India will absolutely achieve growth rate as projected in the economic survey. Mr. Banga said the level of infrastructure investment that has happened to India in the last 10 years is quite admirable. World Bank President said skilling population in India will be important to reach the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047.
If you want to be Viksit Bharat by 2047, then this kind of facility, this kind of skilling effort, this kind of devotion of people who run facilities like this is very important. Skilling our population in India is going to be very important. You have 12 million young people becoming ready for a job every year. If you skill them the right way, then you can get them the opportunity to work in a state, in a city, in a village, in another town, and in countries overseas.
Traffic restrictions and diversions will be put in place in parts of central Delhi today in view of an official function at Rajghat on the occasion of Martyrs' Day. An advisory issued by the Delhi Traffic Police said the function will be held at Mahatma Gandhi Smriti Sthal at Rajghat and is expected to be attended by several dignitaries, prompting elaborate security and traffic arrangements in the area. The points where traffic may be diverted include ITO Chowk, Delhi Gate, Guru Nanak Chowk, Shantivan Chowk, Rajghat, DTC Depot and the IP Flyover. In the Women's Premier League cricket, riding on the strong opening partnership of 108 runs by skipper Smriti Mandhana and Grace Harris, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated UP Warriors by 8 wickets. Today, Gujarat Giants will take on Mumbai Indians at Vadodara International Cricket Stadium in Kottambi, Gujarat. The match will start at 7:30 in the evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.